the book Hebrews, part 294. I'm Professor Hannes Reringhuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture, which I spoke about yesterday morning in the study. It's a must book. It's a must book. So, should you be interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp, or if you have a question or you want to share something, the WhatsApp number for South Africa is +27 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Hallelujah. I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Hallelujah. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that matters. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege to be able to study the Word of Yahweh every morning. The Bible says the Word is a light unto my foot and a lamp unto my path. What? We don't need anything else. The Word. The Word. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. Hallelujah. And when you look at verse 4, it says that He was the light that was created in Genesis 1 verse 3. We were taught that the light in Genesis 1 verse 3 was the sun and the moon and the stars. No, it's impossible. It was the sun that He created. The Father created the light of the Word to keep away the darkness. If you read your Bible, Genesis 1, you will find verse 16, 17. Only there the sun, the moon and the stars are spoken. So what was that which was created in Genesis 1 verse 3? The same which is in John 1 verse 1. The same which Yahweh raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Yahushua, our Redeemer and our Savior. Hebrews 11:19. Now, what happens here? You remember that the day before yesterday we spoke about Abram and Isaac going up the mountain to offer, and that Abram was just about to offer Isaac when Yahweh stopped him. Now he says in verse 19, Hebrews 11 verse 19, accounting that Yahweh was able to raise him up, even from the dead. Meaning that if it happened, Father Abram had so much faith in Father Yahweh Almighty, that he believed that if he had to cut his throat, that Father would have raised him up. Who? Isaac. Because when they were coming up the mountain with the slaves on their way to offer, on a stage, Abram stopped everybody and he says, the slaves will have to remain here. And he makes a statement, you stay here until we will return. Now, to me, that's a statement in faith. What is he about to do? He's about to offer his son. Now they are we, Abram and Isaac. They, we, going up the mountain. If he offered Isaac and he comes back, I will return. I am coming back. But he doesn't. He refers to the plural. Faith in action. We will return. Who's the we? Abram and Isaac. Now this scripture says here in verse 19, accounting that Yahweh was able to raise him, this Isaac, up, even from the dead, even if he slaughtered him. Abram believed that Isaac would come back with him. Why? Because he was the son made, the promised son, the one from which the nation of Israel would be born. Now it says here, according to Yahweh was able, accounting that Yahweh was able to raise him, that's Isaac, from even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. He believed he would come back in a human form, bringing him down in the mountain, and confirming to what he said to the slaves, we will return. You know, a lot of times, let me just say, the word says that life and death is in our mouth. Life and death. We can speak words of life, or we can curse and speak words of death. It's in our womb, in our vocabulary. We can speak it. Abram could have been negative and say, I will return. No. Just the way in which he addressed his slaves made a statement, we will return. Not I, we. And you know, as Yahvist in this 21st century, we need to be awake. We need to be very sharp in our minds, in the way that we use certain declarations, that we make certain declarations, that we say certain things. Because the things that we say brings life or death. You know, I heard the story many times in my life when I was younger, that certain mothers would look at his son and say, he's small, he's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. You're just as useless as your father. The father's a drunkard. You're just as useless. You know what she does? That mother is speaking death over that child. Instead of to say, you are not going to be like your father. You are going to be different. I'm going to see that you will be different. No, but you're going to be like your father. She's cursing him. She's speaking death over him. And this child is hearing this condemnation. He hears this fluke. You're just like, his father's lying drunk most of the time. Doesn't want to work. You understand what I'm saying? So when we speak, we must speak life. Life and death is in our mouths. It's on our tongue. We have the opportunity to speak life. And life in abundance. Why? Because it comes from Yahweh our Elohim. Through the Ruach HaKodesh living in us through our source dimension. So here it says that he believed, accounting that Yahweh was able to raise him up even from the dead. And this is what we must do. Although we are looking at the death situation, there's no way out of this situation. It's impossible. There's a chorus that says, turn your eyes upon Yahushua. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim. in the light of His glory and grace. So what do we need to do when we look at this situation? And I had a couple of these situations in my life. Well, quite a few times. Being in business for 43 years of my life, a businessman, you go through dips, ups and downs, and ups and downs. But when there's a crisis, although we haven't been in the revelation name all our lives, we knew that we had an anchor. Those years it was Jesus that we can call upon. We knew who was our foundation. Today, even more, coming to the revelation knowledge of the Word, this foundation is so much greater. Having the opportunity, having the privilege of understanding the revelation Word. Not just understanding it, but living in it full-heartedly. Body, soul and mind, everything. So when we look at certain situation which looks like death, we have the opportunity and the authority in Yahushua to speak life into it. I've mentioned it before. When Yahushua was going up to the temple to with the disciples, he passed a fig tree. The Bible says it was not the season of the figs. The figs. And when he came past, there was no figs in it. And then Yahushua cursed the fig tree. And drought came over it. And then they went to the temple and they'd been there for what purpose they were on their way there to. And when they came back, they stopped at the fig tree. And the Bible says it was dried unto its roots, right to the bottom. There was no death in it. Then Yahushua stopped and he says to the disciples, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, one mustard, small seed, you will say to this mountain, move yourself and throw yourself in the sea. Now, I don't know behind this, if you look at the scenery in a three-dimensional figure, behind the fig tree, what scenery was there? Was there a felt? And in the distance there was a mountain? And when he was pointing to the fig tree, they thought he's pointing to the mountain. And he says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, say to this mountain, throw yourself in the sea. He was not speaking to the mountain. He was not speaking about the mountain. He was speaking about the fig tree. Yahushua actually said to the disciples, although I've cursed this tree up to its roots, you are in the position right now in the authority to speak life in this tree. And that's what Yahweh meant. You see, the figurative speech, we never understand reading between the lines. He was not speaking about the mountain. To them, this tree that's dead stood like a mountain before them. Looking at it, thinking, why would Yahweh expect fruit from or figs from a fig tree out of season? That doesn't make sense. In all of this, it was a way of educating his disciples, teaching them about reckless faith. And that's what Yahweh wants us to do. When we look at certain situations as if it's a fig tree that's dead, as if death is upon everything, we have the authority in Yahushua. Because he says, to me is given all power in heaven and earth. And he says to the disciples, and this I give unto you. And this has been, this promise of power has been given unto the bride of Yahushua. He said, you must cast out demons, lay your hands upon the sick, they will be healed. Preach the gospel of salvation unto the earth. Use every opportunity to spread the word of everlasting life. Let's speak life into this dead situation, into this dead fig tree, which is not a mountain. And I want to say, sometimes when we're looking at the situations that we're in, it seems to be like a mountain. It's not. It's not. It's a situation that is there, most probably placed there by Yahweh to do what? To educate us in reckless faith. Listen to what I'm saying. Not just ordinary faith, reckless faith. If we as Yahweh can start to believe Yahweh our Elohim in reckless faith, the Ruach HaKodesh will not disappoint. We need to step forward in faith and do what the Word expects us to do. And we will marvel at what Yahushua wants us to be and wants us to reach in faith. Now this is a word of life. Hebrews 11 verse 19. Although we see death, we proclaim life. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.